Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Everett Jets FC podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Enyart, and today we've got Jordan Correa on the phone. How's it going, Jordan?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing good. It's right here into summer now, officially, and looks like this next week's game is going to definitely reflect that. We'll get to that in a few minutes. But tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am local. I grew up in Linwood, Washington. I went to Meadowdale High School, and we kind of practiced over by those play fields, which is nice. I actually got to grow up with Marco. I know the Mummy family from the area, which is nice. And it's just good. It's really good to see this area have something like this now in place, because it wasn't, you know, even 10 years ago. So,
well, I know it's... I was going to say, too, I know it's a reoccurring thing that I talk about every week in the podcast, but it shows, too, how much, you know, Everett wanted that, because the fans have been so incredible. So, now, what got you into soccer?
I've been playing pretty much my whole life. My dad was born in London, so I think he kind of just had the bug. His dad was in the military, so they moved around, but he was always a big fan, and then he just kind of passed it down to me. And then I just got hooked immediately. So I've been playing since, you know, very young age, and I've been watching kind of religiously since then. So, like I said, for me, it's great, because I just live and breathe it. And as I previously mentioned, this something like this has not been around. You know, you play club, you play college, and then it's, you know, men's league, maybe. Right. So this is, I'm very, very, very grateful to have something like this now.
So you said your dad was born in London. What color is your house, the household? Which team do you guys pull for?
It's actually funny. So traditionally, he was a Manchester United, like, super fan. But ever since, he's kind of, he likes to follow coaches and players now. So he's a big Jose Mourinho fan, and he just, whatever team he coaches now, that's like his new allegiance. It's kind of funny. But for me, I'm Liverpool through and through. Been a Liverpool fan since I was a kid. They're my main supports. I got a Liverpool tattoo. I actually got to go to a game, not this last season, but the season before, when they won the title. And I watched in Anfield. I got to watch them play against Man City.
Oh, wow.
That was an incredible experience. So it was cooler back when he was a Man United fan, because we could butt heads a little bit. But now he's... No, he's a Roma fan now, so it's like, yeah, whatever.
I was gonna say, if you're following Jose around, it can be league to league even. So, Jose, so yeah, that's cool though. You got to go to Anfield. I think everybody who is a soccer fan dreams of seeing, you know, just one venue over there in Europe, because of just how much, you know, history is there. So how it was that kind of an overwhelming moment when you stepped in there?
Yeah, it's pretty surreal. It's just the pace at which they play is incredible. You know, they're basically at full speed, and they just, like, take the ball out of the air like it's nothing. And then, you know, it's also cool because, you know, these guys, they look so big on TV, such big personalities, but when you go down to the field, it's like, well, these are just people. These are other people. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, the talent level is incredible. The fans are incredible. It's just a totally different experience, but yeah, I would highly, highly recommend it. And it's even different. I've been to a bunch of Sounders games, and we're lucky to, you know, be in this area where the Sounders are, you know, it's a big thing, and, you know, the games are fun. But it's a whole nother level when you go over there. We checked into the hotel in Liverpool, and my buddy just said something about, like, oh, let's go Man City, and it was like silence in the room. They're like, really? You can't talk like that. Like, it's just a different vibe. It's just cool. It's really cool to see.
No, that's awesome. I'm totally jealous of that. I got the chance to see one of my favorite European teams play against the Sounders back in 2019 at Dortmund. And so, you know, just to think about going over there one day and seeing any, whether it's Premier League, Bundesliga, anything, would just be awesome. So, yeah, that's so cool, man. Now, talk a little bit about the Jets. This past week was great. You guys got a result on the road, nonetheless. And Manny got a goal. He was on the podcast last week. Let's hope that maybe we're good luck for you this weekend. Tell us a little bit about this past weekend and how that game differed from the weekend before.
Well, I mean, you can see in the just the score line, it was a completely different game. I think it was this week especially was really good for us. I think we had a run of, you know, unfortunate results. It's tough because we constantly have new people coming in and out, which makes it difficult to play. You know, you got new guys. Sometimes, you know, you've only played with this guy maybe one or two times in practice, and now you're playing in a game. But, I mean, I don't know if you watched the game, but, I mean, it was a totally different atmosphere, especially the first half. I thought we took the lead. But more importantly, we were kind of controlling and dominating the game. We were constantly in their half. But I think it's a good stepping stone moving forward because it shows that we can compete in this league. If we can continue doing that, we'll continue to get results. And I think, honestly, I think it brought a lot of the guys together. It was great, you know, to see Manny score and we get to celebrate. And I just think having these experiences and these battles really bring, like I said, the team together and it builds on it. People get used to playing with each other. They get to see how, you know, a certain player plays or their movements, what their strengths are. So the hope is that we build on this. Because I'm always positive. It's unfortunate we ended up tying. But like I said, it was a night and day difference from our performance. And we played the exact same team 2 weeks ago. So it was an absolute night and day difference between the team that came out 2 weeks ago and the team that came out this week. And I have a couple of friends that play on Pac Northwest, and they said the same thing. Like, we just were not ready for your guys' response like that. So it's good. I hope, the hope is obviously that does continue not only in the next week, but for the rest of the season.
No, absolutely. And it was a huge difference from the first game against Pac Northwest. Great to get that result. And like you mentioned too, you know, we all know watching Everett in the preseason as well that you guys are talented. You guys have the ability to, but yeah, as you mentioned, it's a tough thing once you get into the league and you're dealing with different players. And so, you know, the fact that you guys were able to really, you know, rise from that and have a result this week was just awesome to see. And congratulations on getting that point on the road. Now, we talked about it a bit before I got on, before we actually started recording, but this weekend coming, it's going to be really, really hot as well in Washington. Now, when it comes to training and everything going into that type of weather, what is that? How do you guys tackle that? Are there some guys on the team who just like that type of weather, or are you most of you just worried about it?
So I think now, last week was a good reminder of this because we had our center back, Jacob, cramped up towards the end of the game. Same thing, maybe 3 or 4 games ago, I kind of cramped up right at the end of the game, just not used to the heat. I think that game was in Bellingham, and it was kind of hot out of the blue. But now, you know, we're kind of getting a few days. But it's certainly something that needs to be monitored because, you know, it is hot. We're not, you know, used to the heat all the time in Washington, but, you know, you just got to hydrate. The important thing, and Bosco will probably be at practice tonight, you know, tell everyone, drink a lot of water this week because it's going to be very hot. The good news is we do have the 7 subs, so, you know, back in the day, you know, not even too long ago, a couple of years ago, you only have 3 subs, and
right.
That makes it very difficult, but, you know, it's a team game. You know, we play together, we lose together, you know, it's too hot, it's 105 degrees out, and, you know, a guy can only play one half, you know, get someone else in there to take up because, yeah, you don't want people cramping or getting hurt or, you know, the level drops because we're tired or whatever it is. So the main thing is the water. It was funny, one of the guys, like I said, cramped last game, and Bosco didn't know about, you know, bananas and mustard and all kind of, like, preventative things you could do to for cramping. So that was a new thing for him. So hopefully we'll have some of that on the sideline just in case. But like I said, we have plenty of time. We can see the forecast. We know what it's going to be. So just hydrate. If you hydrate, you'll be fine. It's not too big of a hindrance. If you're dehydrated and you're trying to run in the heat, you run out of steam quick.
Yeah, and pickle juice. That's another one I've heard that people like to use. The bananas, mustard, pickle juice. Now, another lucky seven, you mentioned the seven subs. Another lucky number seven is it starts at 7 o'clock too, so hopefully some of that heat will have died down a little bit by the evening. That game is going to be in Everett against Washington Premier. Now, you guys had a 3-0 loss to them earlier on in the season, but as you've shown with Pac Northwest, you can come back from a loss and get a result. What do you feel you're going to do differently against Washington Premier this time that you weren't able to do? I mean, obviously, that was very early in the season as well. But what do you think you're going to do against Washington Premier this weekend?
So it's kind of the same. If you look at the lineup from the first game against Pac and then the second game, it was completely different formation, personnel, everything. So, like I said, hopefully we kind of have set a new standard of what's expected. Like last game, we were working hard. We ran a lot. And then, the guys that came in or weren't starting saw that. So like I said, now there's a it needs to be like this every single game. And if it's not like this every single game, either you need to work harder or someone will be ready to come in to step in and take on that responsibility. So the easy answer is I think it's going to be totally different lineup, totally different personnel, different formation that we played in the first game. If my memory is correct, I think it was basically tied for most of the game, and then towards the end of the second half, I think they got all their goals. So again, it's important. It could be hot. We're going to need to be fit and in shape so that we can compete for 90 minutes. The game isn't won and lost in just one half. So you could play 70 minutes great and then still lose it at the end. So the expectation is for this weekend is that we build off what we did. We have confidence that we can play. It's a big sign that we got beat, 5-0 2 weeks ago, and we played the same team, and we're actually kind of unfortunate to lose the game. Like I said, especially in the first half, we were in total control. They were shell-shocked. As I mentioned, I talked to some of their players, and and they were actually very, very upset after that game. So I'm hoping this weekend that we build off what we did and we come out and we just play hard. Like I was telling the guys after the game, whether we win, lose, or draw, we need to be proud of the performance that we put in. So if we lose, that's okay. You lose 2-1, it was a good game, that's not an issue. If you're losing 5-0 and things are stagnant, that's more of the issue. So I'm hoping that we come in with some confidence. We know we can play, we know we can compete, we know we can win, most importantly. You have to believe that you are going to win the game and, just pick up from there. I think we can kind of hit the reset button and now kind of start our season and just kind of put those early losses behind us.
No, absolutely. And it's going to be, like we mentioned too, in Everett. Big difference there than being on the road. So that could be an exciting game there. And let's hope, again, too, that it's not too terribly scorching hot on that day. Now, finally, before we go, I got to ask you, have you been keeping track of the Euro? And now that we're a little ways into this, what are your thoughts on it, given that we kind of start to know who are the favorites here?
Said my dad was born in London, so I'm a big England fan, England supporter. So I think they're getting through. I don't want to have spoilers because I watched the first half and I had a meeting. So they were winning 1-0, so I don't know if it's guaranteed that they qualify for the 16 yet. So I'm hoping. But they're my favorite team. I'm also a big fan of France, Belgium, the Netherlands. And then you have the sneaky teams, Croatia. They're also very good. So it's exciting. I love these times of years, when these big tournaments are going on. I love watching the game. The games, the level of play is so high, and the talent is so good. Portugal's another team. Can't write them off. They're they won last year. And it's good. I encourage anyone, whether you're a fan, especially a player, to, really watch and study these games and just watch basically what position you play and watch that player, their movement off the ball or what type of runs they're making or how they're controlling the ball. It's incredible, and you can definitely see the difference in these big international games, even some of the top Premier League sides or whatever are playing. But international soccer football is next level, and it's absolutely incredible, and it's exciting. I love watching them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been just, it's always a phenomenal tournament. Euro is crazy, and this year has been no different. So cannot wait to see how the rest of this goes in the knockout rounds. Jordan, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to be on the show and to give such a great interview today. And best of luck this weekend. Like you mentioned, stay hydrated. And yeah, go Jets.
Yeah, it's exciting. I'm happy to be back at home and you know, get the fans out there. The fans have been very, very good. And like I said, I don't know if people have heard it from, you know, the players or whatever, but this is incredible what the Mummies have put together and what this could be in the future and everything. It's amazing. I'm really happy and thankful to be a part of it. So yeah, like you said, go Jets. I appreciate your time, man.
Could not have said it better. All right, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep, take care.
Later. All right, before we go, I've got some other scores from Week 4. Vancouver victory against Yakima United. This game is played at Harmony Sports in Vancouver. 2-2 draw there. Bellingham United beats Washington Premier, the reigning champs, again. 2-1 at Orca Field in Bellingham. Tacoma Narrows wiped out the Oleytown Artesians 3-0 at Sierra Complex in Tacoma. And Pac Northwest, as you know, drew with your Everett Jets 1-1 at Starfire. And, you know, hey, like we've said, baby steps, 1 point for the Jets. Let's hope for 3 more this weekend. It is going to be hot. I know we talked about it during that interview, but the forecast keeps going higher and higher. Also, let's go quickly to the standings before I let y'all go. And right now, as you can imagine, Bellingham United without a blemish. They have 12 points, 4 wins off of 4 games played. They lead the North Division. Pac Northwest in second place. Washington Premier in third. The Jets on the board now with a point. They are in fourth. And the South Division, you got Yakima United. They've got 7 points off of 4 games. And you got Oleytown Artesians in second. They've got 6 points. And then at Vancouver Victory, it's Tacoma Narrows rounding out the final 2 spots. Only separated by a point. Tacoma Narrows with 4. Vancouver Victory with 5. Levin Zavidze and Hector Valdivinos lead the league with 4 goals apiece. A lot of players with 3, 2, and 1 behind them. That's going to start to take shape, that golden boot, as we move along in the season. But yeah, stay tuned, everybody, for Week 5. Like we mentioned, it's going to be a warm one around the state of Washington. And keep track of what's going on at eplwa.wordpress.com to see how the league is shaping up. And I'll keep you posted every week. Thank you so much for joining me again, and we'll talk to you soon. Later.